CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back. Fire It Up with CJ here at the Sky New Horizons No Boundaries. Joined today by Seattle expert on climate change, Eileen Quigley, director of the New Energy Cities program. Make sure you find her again over at newenergycities.org, also climatesolutions.org. And speaking of climate solutions, we're about to discuss the steps you can take to become a part of the solution. Once again, it's Brandon filling in for Cassandra. We'll get things back over to CJ and Eileen.
So welcome back to the Fire It Up with CJ show on CBS Sky Radio. I'm CJ Liu, and we are talking about what you can do if you want to be part of the solution for climate change. And we have Eileen Quigley here, from who is the director of New Energy Cities Program. Welcome back, Eileen.
Hey there.
So tell us a little bit about your own personal story and how you started getting activated with climate change.
Well, there were sort of two factors at the same time. The first was that I'm from New York City originally. My family's from there. And so when 9/11 happened and I watched the World Trade Center's towers falling in my hometown, I lost college and grad school classmates, and I lost two cousins in those towers. And I was working for a high-tech company back here in Seattle at the time. And as I watched that, I swore I would dedicate my life to figuring out how we could wean ourselves of our addiction to fossil fuel, because I believed that the hatred that feeds Al-Qaeda is a direct result of our horrific history of invading countries and siding with dictators to protect our oil interests. So I was completely opposed to both of our Iraq wars, and I just became determined to try and make us as free of Middle Eastern oil as possible. But the other thing that was going on at the same time is, of course, in the early parts of 2000, it was increasingly obvious to me that the environmental danger of fossil fuel dependence was as compelling as our national security interests. I was very worried about warming the planet. So those two things were happening at the same time. So my desire to preserve our country from national security threats and my commitment to reducing GHG emissions is what, you know, keep our planet from burning up, make our air and water clean. It's what inspires me to do what I do. And so I came to Climate Solutions and they hired me.
Well, wait, so did you quit your job working at this high-tech company, and you had this awful experience, and then you thought, but I'm going to be part of the solution, and you quit your job and joined climate change.
I didn't actually get to Climate Solutions until about, came in here around 2008, 2009, so it took me a while to get there. It took me a couple of years to get around to it, but I did.
Wow. Well, that's powerful. Okay, so one of the things, that's an incredible story, and I think it goes back to the thing that you were saying in the previous segment, that citizens really have to be involved and active in order to make a difference. I mean, we can sit around hoping that other people will fix a problem for us, but it really involves making steps, you know, taking steps ourselves. So
that's right.
And believing that it makes a difference to us. Yeah.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about some of the job opportunities that are possible if we go down this, you know, for an end consumer. What are some possibilities for us?
Well, I think there are lots of reasons to get involved in climate. I think at the very least, with the country seemingly so stalled on so many fronts, it's actually a positive thing in one's life to actually take a step forward and do something positive, and then you're can be very pleased with what happens as a result of that. There are all kinds of jobs that are being created by the clean energy economy, and the state of Massachusetts saw a 6% statewide economic growth during this great recession when most of the country was struggling, and 11.2% increase in clean energy jobs. This is 71,000 jobs in 2012, yes, at a time when the rest of the country was struggling, or different parts of the country were struggling even more. So there's jobs for contractors, there's jobs for electricians, there's jobs in solar installation, there's all kinds of manufacturing jobs. Mm-hmm. And if you decide you're going to make 80% of your community energy efficient over a 20-year period, those jobs can't be outsourced. Mm-hmm. Those houses are right here, and there's plenty of work. So there's a lot of exciting economic development, certainly on the job front.
Okay, so and tell us, we have a couple more minutes left, so tell us a little bit about, you know, what should we do or how should we think about this?
Well, you know,
I mean, ourselves.
We say that, particularly last year with these terrible weather events, it's like the alarm has gone off and we're all lying in bed and we're trying to decide, are we going to hit snooze or are we going to get up? And people are afraid to get up. They're afraid that it's going to be so awful if we can't live our high fossil fuel dependent life. And that's completely mm-hmm. wrong. The great news is that the coffee is actually great. The breakfast is great.
At least in Seattle.
That's right. That's so Seattle. We say it's like there's pie for breakfast
mm-hmm.
because the opportunities in the clean energy economy are real, and we are seeing it everywhere that we are working. The opportunities for cleaning up our air, cleaning up our water, and fundamentally saving our planet. And every action that we see each other taking in, our cities taking in the positive direction is returning many times over. So I'd say what we need to do as a nation is take our democracy back from the fossil fuel industry. It has a stranglehold on our leaders, and we need it back. People should support citizens, politicians, corporations, students, the military, teachers, nonprofits, religious groups, hunters, anglers. All these people are working on clean energy solutions. And when people see that, they should either get involved themselves or support those who are, and get educated and get involved to demand clean energy and climate smart solutions. It's
yeah,
good
we
for the economy
did.
And it's good for the environment.
We actually just retrofitted our whole house, and not only is our house warmer, our energy bills lower, but it didn't cost that much money relative. I mean, the return on investment
right.
on these kind of things, because the city is investing so heavily right,
right
now, you get a really right. quick return on investment on these kind of retrofitting things. It's thank
well,
you so much for being
value,
here.
Your home value just increased significantly too, which is another key piece of this that people are beginning to realize. All that retrofitting
yeah.
increases the value of your home.
That's true. That's true. So if folks want to give a donation to your organization, how would they do that?
Climatesolutions.org is, and there's definitely solution, donation opportunities. Just donate. There's a donate button right there on the homepage.
Okay. Okay, got it. And then if they're interested in your particular program, do they donate through Climate Solutions?
Well, newenergycities.org is the direct URL, so www.newenergycities.org.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Eileen, especially My given
pleasure.
All
Thank
that you,
you
have going on right now. Eileen Quigley, director of the New Energy City Program here in Seattle. So join us next week when we continue focusing on the environment. We talk to Dr. Will Hewitt, author of Amazon's number one best-selling book, The World Peace Diet. So have a great weekend, everybody, and thank you, Brendan.
Thanks so much, CJ.
Thanks so much, Eileen.